Pete Souza first got to know Barack Obama when he was a photojournalist covering a young senator. Later, Obama asked Souza to leave that newspaper job and become the official White House photographer. Souza says the Obama administration granted him unprecedented access. I asked him how they vet pictures before they're released.
There's no they. In previous administrations, some of these photographs you wouldn't see for 20, 30, 40 years. This administration decided we want people to see these pictures now, for better or worse.
Photographing a president is a grueling schedule. Souza has taken about 2 million images during this presidency. And you've probably seen at least one of the inaugurations, the 50th anniversary of the march from Selma to Montgomery, or the day U.S. forces found Osama bin Laden, when Pete Souza was right there in the Situation Room, photographing Obama and his team as they watched things unfold.
Obviously, we didn't know how that was going to turn out. It could have ended badly. And so I think that results in the anxiety that you see in those faces that are kind of watching the mission unfold.
If they hadn't caught him, would we still be seeing that image?
You'd have to ask the communications department of the White House. I think eventually, yes. I like to think that we would have. Because, again, that if it had gone badly, it's still part of history.
And then there's, of course, there is some of the everyday stuff. I mean, like the endless pictures of the president with children. I can't tell you how many listicles I've seen about how he, quote, loses his chill when he's with kids, you know, down on the floor with babies and running down the hallway. And is that really a thing with him?
It really is a thing with him. I mean, part of it is probably because his girls are now grown. And now he gets to see, in a lot of these pictures that you talk about, they involve White House staff who have had kids, young kids. And it happens sometimes in situations where there's a lot of tense stuff going on during the day, and yet here's this 1 3-minute break where somebody brings their kid in, and he just kind of lights up.
Mm. You know, we're talking about sort of the historical moments and the personal moments when he's funny. But there had to have been hard moments, too.
Sure, there were hard moments. I think the hardest moment was the day of Newtown. And now I'm going to start getting emotional here. When John Brennan, who was then the Homeland Security Advisor, came into the Oval Office and confirmed to him that 20 young kids had been killed. It was just difficult. I mean, to see his, I've never seen his body language quite like that, where it just took the wind out of his sail that day. And I think he could just imagine what it would be like to have been a parent, to send your kid off to school, first grade, and then you never see them again.
For you, in that moment, you had a job to do.
Well, people are used to me being around. This is history. To be quite honest with you, I'm emotional now talking about it, but at the time, you know, I'm thinking about my composition, the anticipation of clicking the shutter at just the right time, knowing the full weight of what was happening, maybe that makes it, more challenging, and you're trying not to disturb the moment.
Understood. One really striking thing, if you look at sort of the sweep of your images over the time, I definitely have not seen all 2 million of them, but it's just to see how much the president has changed over the years. I mean, it has been 8 years, but he really has aged. That's probably not something that you notice in the moment as the days go by, but have you noticed it going back and looking at your pictures? You're smiling.
I'm smiling because I had this conversation with him the other day about this very thing, and the fact of the matter is, when someone becomes president, they're usually at that age where they are starting to get older. Certainly, his hair has gotten grayer. But I think if you put that aside, the gray hair, I really don't think he's as aged as much as people think.
Would you work for the next president?
Absolutely not. I say that because I need a break. I will have time after January 20th to figure out what I'm going to do. But right now, I've got like a little less than 90 days to go, so I'm trying to give it my all the last 3 months.
Sounds like a long nap might be in order first.
Yes, yes.
Well, Pete Souza, thank you so much.
Well, Kelly, thanks for having me.
Pete Souza is the chief official White House photographer. His last day at work is Inauguration Day.